Just extremely proud of our group. Last time we played versus Tennessee, we scored 28 points. It was a tough time for us as a program. And the resiliency and the character that our team showed probably the last five games, I've been extremely pleased with. I felt this was my first time here at this arena on the Summit Court. Pat Summitt, someone I grew up idolizing, and I felt her spirit the whole time. And I shoot around and I said, hey, you guys are shooting so well. I guess that orange really does give you that good feeling. So we had a good feeling coming into the game, and I just wish we had hit some shots in the first quarter, but we didn't. And at the end of the day, we're still going to continue to lay the foundation here at Ole Miss.
Coach, it's not easy when a team hasn't won an SEC game, and you guys would have every excuse to not be playing so hard right now. What does it say about this team? And then also the shooting performance, especially 31, Deja Cage.
Yeah.
I mean, she just lit it up from the arc.
Yeah, you know, our journey is our journey. I think one thing that my staff has done a great job is, and we've done a great job of just reminding our kids that our process is our process, you know. did we expect to not win a game? No, but at the same time, we don't focus on that. We focus on getting better. You know, we know where we're going to go with this program. And right now, the number one goal for our players is to lay the foundation for what's to come. That's why I got the job, and that's what, you know, I intend to do, and so does these young ladies. As far as shooting's concerned, it's hit or miss. It was just hit tonight for us once we started making shots. And we've spent a lot of time. I mean, we're in February, so we're not practicing more than an hour and 15 minutes. And probably 30 minutes of that is shooting. So they were confident and expected shots to go in after they saw a couple fall in.
Coach, you made 12 three-pointers. Was that by design or was that just the shots that were open?
Yeah, it's funny. I guess the sideline crew asked me earlier, Coach, how are you going to plan on scoring in the paint? I said, did you see Tennessee's roster? We ain't going in the paint unless it's in transition. And I thought we did that. And so, obviously, yes, we wanted to hit the mid-range jumper, and we wanted to be able to make shots from the arc.
For Mimi, just you guys went down 20 in the second quarter, and you could have folded right then, but I mean, you made a run and then got it to three in the third quarter. Just talk about how the team stayed focused despite Tennessee jumping out to a quick lead.
Well, I'm gonna be honest, we didn't know we was down 20.
I was shocked. I'm like, when were we down 20?
33, 13.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I had.
Well, we didn't know we was down 20. We was just playing, we was having fun, and we was just doing what the coaches asked of us. And when you follow the game plan, you're gonna get right back into it. And we knew the weaknesses of Tennessee, and we knew just keep going, and eventually they was gonna fold, and we made our run. So it was just a matter of sticking with it and staying with each other through that process.
You mentioned Coach and Mimi, the Pat Summitt effect. I mean, you play. I know the crowd's against you, but as a player and as a coach, would you rather come in and see people in the stands, even if they're not, you know, an Ole Miss Red?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a couple secret Tennessee Vol fans that DM me on Twitter and tell me they're rooting for me. I won't give their names out or their Twitter handles. But absolutely, I mean, the crowd is, this is the house that Pat built. You know, and so it's inspiring. I love it. I love the fact that not only does Tennessee have a great crowd, they have a knowledgeable crowd. Like, they know the game. They know what's going on. They know where we are in our program. The messages I've gotten from Tennessee fans has been incredible. I'm like, how did you know this? You know, they follow. They pay attention. And it's inspiring because I think that when you build something, then the people come. You see it with Don Staley right now. And so that's the whole intent. We want to build a solid program where people can feel like it's they can take ownership, and hopefully one day it will look like it did in here.
Well, definitely. Well, coming into Tennessee, Coach Hill really just expressed how the legacy here and stuff, and we should want to play hard. We should want to be on a big stage. And, of course, none of us was, you know too much about Pat, but we understand the process is just fighting. So that's what we did tonight. And then just building on with our program, I think that has a lot to do with just seeing what was before us and just starting to take them steps forward.